Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. That's an app.
Hi, how are you, honey?
Hello!
This is where Boston talks sports.
I'm overwhelmed. You can eat a lot at one sitting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Atkinson stops, far half wall, high slot, Jones. Near point, Panarin shoots, Rask the save, rebound, they score! It's Duchesne who celebrates with a power play goal. The Blue Jackets victorious 3-2 in double overtime. And this series is tied at one game apiece.
I mean, with Bergeron in the box, too.
Yeah.
Just silly. Awful way to lose.
Silly penalty.
It's a, they played terribly, and it still took double overtime for Columbus to beat them.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
That's an app.
Hi, how are you, honey?
Hello!
This is where Boston talks sports.
I'm overwhelmed. You can eat a lot at one sitting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Atkinson stops, far half wall, high slot, Jones. Near point, Panarin shoots, Rask the save, rebound, they score! It's Duchesne who celebrates with a power play goal. The Blue Jackets victorious 3-2 in double overtime, and this series is tied at one game apiece.
I mean, with Bergeron in the box, too.
Yeah.
Just silly. Awful way to lose.
Silly penalty.
It's a, they played terribly, and it still took double overtime for Columbus to beat them. The Bruins are far and away the better team in this series. And so, I mean, if you can have your best scorer completely just lose it and become an albatross, not only not scoring, but playing horribly. And you can have guys like DeBrusque with chances in front of the net and opting to pass behind them.
I've never seen that before.
Nope.
He was 8 feet in front of the net and passed the puck. He was 8 feet in front of the net all by himself and passed the puck.
And then, so their special teams were terrible. They seemed out of sorts the entire game, and it still went to double overtime. So, And by the way, with a hot goalie, and Rask has played fantastic. So that's
Rask has been good. And anyone criticizing Rask is not watching the game.
Well, I mean, I don't know how anyone could criticize
because anytime any goal is scored, people crap on Rask.
It's the way it is around here. It is. We've done this long enough. It is.
I don't want to indulge them, but what I do, and then now they have an extra day off, so the fatigue thing. I mean, you have to make that giant trip to Columbus. But the fatigue thing should not be a factor.
So you were talking about Pastrnak, Fred, and you're right. You know, it's weird. If you look just like statistically at Pastrnak, it doesn't look that bad. But you just watch him play. And as you said, he got dropped to the third line. Like Cassidy at one point, you could tell he's moving him from that first line because I think he thinks he's dragging down Marchand and Bergeron.
Oh, he is.
So he's
detrimental to the team's chances of winning.
It does seem that way. Well, here is Bruce Cassidy, who is calling out his best scorer and saying, Pastrnak's got to get his stuff together.
Well, he got a goal tonight going to the net. I don't know if he scored or Charlie, whatever, but that's a start. You know, a couple of good forecheck hits. So sometimes you got to bring something else in this type of game. To me, I still think he's indecisive whether to shoot or pass. You see it on the power play. When it looks like he should shoot, he makes a play. And then when, you know, the opportunity to make a play is there, it's forced. So he just has to, you know, kind of fight his way through it.
And that's the other thing. I mean, the power play was just atrocious.
They're saying it's a lack of confidence that he's somehow gotten the yips. Because there's two theories. Either his hand's messed up, and Cassie doesn't think that's the case. So he might have a little bit of the yipperoonies.
You have to hope the hand is messed up, because that would be at least an excuse for why he's not playing well.
Well, I mean, I can understand mental fatigue. Again, if you didn't believe the Bruins were the better of these two teams, just watch what happened Saturday night. Which, by the way, if you stayed up for the whole game, God bless you. Because I was preparing like it was an 8 o'clock game, and so I passed out well before the second overtime.
By the way, Casty even calling out Bergeron, which is, I mean, I guess after that game he deserves to, but I mean, it's...
Well, I'd say in the first overtime, Bergie did a lot, but Bobrovsky just stoned him. He had at least two point-blank chances. First one, I mean, I think he fought off Atkinson's hook for about 3 seconds to get a shot off. Great save, and then the play Heinen made was an unbelievable save. So, you know, that part of it, you know, in a short sample supply, you know, you can get critical about the lack of production, but sometimes you got to tip your hat to the goaltender.
Yeah.
Well, that's not exactly calling him out.
No, that's the wrong cut. He was talking about the power play. I played the wrong one there.
Yeah, that's not...
Let's see if I can find the one. But he was calling out his stars, I mean, for the most part. And if you take a look...
Because the top six have not done anything.
Yeah.
Which, again, still went to double overtime. I mean, and I don't think I'm being a super fan over here. I believe what I'm saying is correct. I mean, they're just such a better team. And if they can come out and play decent... They should win. All right.
Did you hear, by the way, Dubinsky of the Blue Jackets?
Yes, I did hear this.
He pulled a little Paul Stanley.
I did hear this.
We said it all along. In order for us to get to where we want to get to, he's going to have to be our best player. He was our best player tonight. That save on Bergeron in overtime, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Can you even imagine what it's going to be like in Game 3, the atmosphere in that building?
I can. I can tell you. I know it's going to be a hell of a lot louder than it was here in Boston.
We'll find out, won't we?
Oh, I heard that Columbus likes to party.
I think that we know when it comes to making noise, the people of Columbus like to get loud.
I saw Bruins writers retweeting that as if it was going to fire up like the oh, how dare you? Our crowd's louder. No, we're the loudest ones. Like, all right, man. Dave. Everyone says that. Kid Rock says that when he's in town. You know, Boston, you're louder than any other town I've been in. Oh!
Well, I mean, are they like Kiss and have a vocal meter?
Well, now you would have to see that. Because that's the only way to really determine which crowd likes to party the most. Are you going in the red on the old applause meter, the yellometer?
Yeah, because Paul Stanley will be like...
You know, I want to come out there, but I want to be invited.
And then there'll be like a fake audio meter.
Yeah.
And then it will like get pegged, and it will be like, and then it'll be like, here I come.
Love gun.
Yeah, that's what it is.
6 inches, 8 inches of cold, hot steam.
But we do have something that I think, even if Cassidy's words doesn't get the team fired up, this might. We were sent, everyone here at the station, and I believe everyone here at the station, was sent this. It is a Bruins song. Greetings. I wrote a new song for the Bruins. Let's go, Bees. Time to get hype. All right. So would you like to hear a... This is not Mike Behind the Mike Callahan.
Oh, damn it.
I'm wildly disappointed that we have not received something new from Mike. But
I think he's got his own thing happening now.
Yeah.
And it ain't brushing them teeth.
He sent us something back in, like, I think January. Around playoff time for the Patriots. We did get something new then.
Yeah.
So... We have somebody trying to, I think, move in on this territory.
Yeah, well, you know, you snooze, you lose.
Are you ready for this? Have you heard this yet?
I have not. All right, so...
Get ready to get hype. This is a listener-sent, listener-made song. Let's go, Bruins.
And I don't mind those cold winter nights, because that's when the Bruins take to the ice. Bruins, we love you.
yeah. I just want to run through a wall.
Can you see this? Like, you know, Tuca's like, hey, I'm not going to play any of that Norwegian death metal.
You know we all bleed black and gold too.
A bit of a tempo change.
What the hell just happened?
Did the drummer fart?
Whoops. Yeah, he like hiccuped in the middle there.
A little tempo change there.
Like keyboard solo in the middle of a pump-up song.
And I think I hear a xylophone. If you really have headphones in, I believe that there might be a xylophone playing.
Or is that like one of those, do you feel it like we do talk boxes? Peter Frampton?
Wow, do you feel? Yeah, he's doing the Bon Jovi.
What?
This is just like if you're watching a Bruins game on like a sailboat.
I was just going to say, this is Yacht Rock.
Yeah. It's Yacht Rock Bruins.
It's Yacht Rock Bruins.
Let me read that line one more time. I will give the first person who can tell me what he's saying here $10.
It's indecipherable.
Dan, yes.
You know?
Dan O'Brien in the other room.
Something about don't let the season end too soon?
Ooh, let me hear that again.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
We'll be right here waiting for you. Cause I don't care what the writers write. When video hosts tell me I should like. We'll still build the garden in noise and light. To help the patients get past offended fight.
I don't even know what he's saying.
All I know is this is just a mellow groove.
Yeah.
I don't think this guy's ever watched a hockey game. Like, there's really nothing specific. Like,
how great would it be if this was the goal song and everyone... if everyone just sat back with, like, a sweet, like, boat drink.
Yeah. Like, the umbrellas and everyone's
Belichick's
drink.
Belichick's out on the Six Rings in Buzzard's Bay.
Everyone's got a captain's hat. Oh, that would be the... Oh, that would be awesome. This is the new goal song. I think we should petition for it.
Let's go, Bruins. Keep up the fight. Homer away, we are with you each night. We, the fans, will follow your lead. Harry Bruins, class, respect, and dignity.
Class, respect, and dignity.
Yeah.
The hockey way.
Yeah, class, respect, and dignity. That's what we're going for. Listen, cool breeze and a sunset, a boat drink in my hand, hockey, talking hockey, got my lady, she's coming over tonight.
Hang on, let me hear how this would sound. So if you've got the Bruins, they're on the ice.
And now here's Johansson, 3-on-3, coming up ice. Pushed it over the line to the near circle. Coyle left of the net, charges out in front. Goes behind the cage. Deflected, and they score!
That tempo change.
I'm putting in the petition today. Let's get rid of Kerncraft Zombie Nation, whatever that thing's called. And we're going Bruins, Bruins, we love you. Yacht Rock Party, how do you do?
Yep, that's what you do. Everyone's just got the shirt and button. You got to have a little bit of chest hair showing.
So it says, yes, let's go. Makes me want to go to party at Sully's and drink a tall boy. If Game 3 was being played in an elevator, I'd be ready right now.
Yeah. No, this is a kickback, take the shoes off, and have some fun.
It's Dennis Office Bruins.
Now everybody has some Novocaine.
Has been fire. Get ready to shred.
This is a smile and nodder. Like the band's like, yeah.
This I promise to you, next Bruins win, that's our montage song at 6 a.m.
Okay.
We're coming out hot.
All right.
Good. So Wednesday morning.
Hot, hot, hot.
All right.
You betcha.
There, Jeff Howe covers the, what is it? There? He's a man who appreciates a nice sunset and a nice sailboat ride around. But he is writing for The Athletic. He's going to help us talk about what happened in the draft. You know, if you're going to work today, why not
mellow out, man?
Day out?
Yeah.
Enjoy the sun. Maybe go to the park and just chill. All right, we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelpline. MA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. .org/Noah.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rick. It's a real nightmare. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
With the 32nd pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select N'Keal Harry, wide receiver.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The NFL draft has come and gone. New England Patriots had 500 picks. Made a couple moves. Got themselves a punter in the fifth round. And Jeff Howe, who covers the Patriots for TheAthletic.com, joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hello, Mr. Howe.
What's going on, guys?
All right, let's dig into this, some bitch. All right, I got a couple questions. Why running back in the third round?
It was really about the value of the player. I think it was a point that the Patriots just couldn't believe Damian Harris was still on the board, so they went after him. And they had some injury concerns last year, obviously, at one point needing to use Cordarrelle Patterson as a running back for a smaller stretch, but this was you fortify the depth chart. This is a case where he's probably going to really force, or Belichick's really going to force Rex Burkhead to go out and earn his spot on the roster. I mean, there is a possibility that they could keep five running backs. It's just unlikely based on the last, or much of the way the Belichick has rostered the last 10 years, especially considering the fact that they're probably going to need to keep a third quarterback. You know, Rex Burkhead's missed time over the last 2 years due to at least seven injuries. He's gone down both training camps. So if Burkhead can, you know, stay healthy the next few months and prove that, you know, he can continue to be a weapon or an asset for the team, great. But if everybody else, I mean, if it doesn't work out that way, then you have a stronger depth chart with Harris.
Were you surprised that they didn't go after a tight end?
Yeah, of course. But you sort of, the way that you look at it, I mean, they weren't going to get the top two guys. You knew Hawkinson and Fant weren't going to be there. So where do you want to go after Irv Smith? And clearly they liked N'Keal Harry more than Smith. You know, they traded up in the second round, but they wanted Juwan Williams. So you kind of see the thinking there. And you at least, look, Irv Smith is sort of a popular player because we heard his name a bunch, played at Alabama, all this other stuff. But you know, the Patriots had a couple chances to go after him, and they declined. So they didn't like the player as much as maybe some of the hype warranted. And then you make your way through the rest of the second and third rounds. And again, I think you look at the players that the Patriots got. You know, they added quality to the roster. So I think the one spot, if you really want to second guess it, is, did you want the combination of Damian Harris and Byron Cowart, or did you want Jay Sternberger? And I think Sternberger was, again, one of those popular players. You heard a lot about him and, you know, could have been a productive player in the Patriots system, but they clearly wanted Harris a lot more. So I think you kind of spin it forward now, and you know that Ben Watson is thinking about unretiring, and that could be a possibility. You know, the rumors were swirling throughout the weekend that Kyle Rudolph could be available in a trade. So
how old's Rudolph now?
He's about 30.
Oh, really? Seems like he's been playing a lot longer.
Yeah, tends to happen in the NFL. You get to 30, you get a walker. And, you know.
Yeah. You get to 30, life's never going to be the same. Still playing. All right.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. All right, so this Jake Bailey, he's got a right foot. He kicks with his right foot. They trade it up. They had just extended Allen. What was it about Jake Bailey? Now, I don't think it's a big deal, but, I mean, what was it about Jake Bailey that got the itchy trigger finger that they needed to get this kid?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, when the heat is on from picks 164 to 166, you got to trade up those four spots to get yourself a punter. So I think this is honestly all about money. And last year, when they brought in Corey Bohorquez to compete with Ryan Allen, and, you know, knowing that it was the last year of Ryan Allen's contract, you know, they gave him a little competition. Ryan Allen won that battle. Remember, Ryan Allen beat Zoltan Mesko for the job in 2013. So he's 2-0 in punting competitions. But Ryan Allen had a weird offseason or a weird free agency stretch because it took him a little longer to sign his deal than I think probably was expected. He fired his agent. He only got a one-year, $1.5 million contract, which is below market value. For a guy who just had a terrific Super Bowl. So I think that was probably a situation where, you know, the Patriots were happy to get the value for Allen's contract, but there's not any staying power. I mean, next year, once he has a healthy chance to get into free agency, he's probably looking at $2.5 to $3 million a year, which, again, is fair for that player. But if you're looking at it from Belichick's perspective and you really like the punter and Jake Bailey, then you say, hey, okay, you have a chance to come and make the team. And if you can, then you're going to save several million dollars over the next 4 years instead of paying Ryan Allen that free agency money.
All right, Rob Gronkowski is gone. Jeff, please tell me this kid Chase Winovich is for real. He can fill some of that void.
Oh, it seems like it. Yeah, this kid seems like the real deal. Personality is off the charts.
Yeah, I saw him play a lot this year, and I'll tell you this.
Supposedly the most dependable defender Michigan had.
Well, you know what? Well, he wasn't the best defensive player by any stretch of the imagination, but I can tell you this. He got to cut that hair. You're a professional now, son. You got that mane. You got to chop that thing off.
There have been guys that have long blonde hair. Come on now.
I don't want no hippie.
I see.
Sitting there trying to make. Okay. Listen, what are you, an individual?
So Winovich has a big picture of himself at his own draft party and starts chugging beers immediately after he gets drafted in front of a television camera. I'm hoping, Jeff, this carries over to training camp.
Oh, it has to. I mean, it has to. They're going to neuter him, but there's only so long you can keep a man down. And he is, I mean, it's very similar to Gronk in that experience. I mean, yeah, there's going to be a point in his rookie season when he's going to be humbled, and there's no doubt about that. And I'm sure there will be some point when he says something to the media or does something that'll get him fined, and then he'll dip again. But if this kid is going to be as good as everybody sort of thinks that he can be and continues to have success throughout his career, the personality is going to come back. And it might take a little, you know, a little growing period here, but it seems like he's got plenty of it.
All right, so what about Tom Brady's replacement that they drafted? Jarrett Stidham, is he going to be good enough to get locked out of the TB12 center?
Yeah. He's a good developmental project. He was a guy that I liked in that range. I mean, if you could tell me that, all right, you're not going to fall in love with a quarterback, but you like the idea of taking one, I thought Stidham was a good guy to go after, you know, going into the draft. Well, look at it another way. I mean, you can't necessarily call him Tom Brady's successor as much as it is a guy with the tools that the Patriots want to work with and see where it goes on a year-by-year basis. When they took him, it was the 10th time they were on the clock, including some trades. So if you're up there 10 times and finally you say Jarrett Stidham's name, you know, that tells you that there were 9 other times that you just didn't want the player or any of the other quarterbacks. So second year in a row, I know they got Etling late last year, but second year in a row where, you know, there it was a decent quarterback class, I guess. You know, there's obviously some players that the Patriots just had no chance of moving up and getting. But you take a flyer on that late guy, and I think they're going to do that every year as long as there isn't that guy that they find up at the top of the draft board. And just see what he can do, see how he can develop on a year-to-year basis. And, you know, just like Tom Brady did, you know, 19 years ago at this point. But, you know, look, the quarterback class, the prizes are really supposed to be in 2020. So it's actually why I was surprised. I mean, the value just must not have been there. The trade partners must not have been there to try to collect a couple more high-round assets in 2020 to try to make a move up that board for any one of the 3 to 5 guys who could be franchise caliber starters, at least from, you know, the early projections.
Yeah, and then the following year as well, there's going to be a big quarterback class. So that is the NFL never ceases to amaze me. Just because a kid's a certain age and he's coming out, teams will wet themselves over him, and it never really tends to work out when that's the case. So, you know, obviously the depth of this team had been hurt. Actually, not only depth, if you look at all the players they lost, how much does this draft help? I mean, with the amount of players that they got, do you feel a little bit more comfortable going into the season?
Yeah, I thought they had a good draft, really. I mean, they got bigger, more physical, tougher, and this was a team that was the toughest team in the league last year in the playoffs when they, you know, rolled to Super Bowl 53. And they added a lot more of that. You know, they fortified their ground game, and I know that wasn't a big thing that they needed to do going into it. But, again, that's how this team was winning games in January, and it's how you got to continue to win games if you're the Patriots. And you're obviously trying to give, you know, your old quarterback a little bit of help there. So they got, you know, N'Keal Harry, who I think has the tools to be a guy who can come in and get the system. And, you know, again, you add a little, if this wide receiver depth chart, if you include Josh Gordon, then it's a really solid group of wide receivers. I know that's a huge if, but, you know, this, I don't think they were bringing in a guy like Demaryius Thomas to say, all right, this is the answer. So now you bring in N'Keal Harry, and if you have Gordon there, you know, you really force Thomas to go out, like we were talking about with Burkhead earlier. You have to prove that you're healthy enough to make the team and you can be a contributor. And if he does, great. And if he doesn't, you know what? It costs you $300,000 to get rid of Demaryius Thomas, and that's not the end of the world. You know, the tight end spot is still a bit of a weak spot, but there are other means to move the ball. And, you know, they've got a terrific offensive line. I think there's still a question mark at left tackle, no doubt about that. But if Isaiah Wynn comes off that ruptured Achilles, I mean, the kid looked like he was going to be competing for one of the starting jobs last year with the progress that he was making in the first couple weeks of training camp. So he is the real deal, assuming he's healthy. And then you look on defense, and, you know, we'll see what the defensive ends look like as they sort of get through training camp. I mean, if one of those guys can sort of make that jump, like a Winovich or, you know, maybe Derek Rivers, you know, then you get a little more help with Michael Bennett there. But yeah, I mean, there's a couple question marks, but, you know, they're supposed to be question marks. You're not going to come in with an all-star team every single year. And if you're coming off another Super Bowl win, I mean, this is a team that, yeah, they lost Trey Flowers. Yeah, they lost Trent Brown. And obviously Rob Gronkowski is one of those guys that you can't replace. You can't replace a Flowers either, but I think you can work your way through it. And they did a good job of fortifying a handful of areas on the depth chart and adding the toughness factor, and I think that's always important. So it was a good week for him.
All right, Jeff Howe covers the Patriots for TheAthletic.com. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, we appreciate it.
So Chase Winovich is going to be a star because I'm learning more things about him.
Yeah.
Did you know that he dated Madonna's daughter?
Yes, I did know
okay,
that.
Okay, all right. Yep. Well, apparently the way that they met's pretty funny and how he ended up getting her phone number. So we actually have that story, him telling the story.
And that gives so much untapped potential here.
I mean,
and the quarterback that they drafted is...
Stidham?
Stidham is, like, engaged to an heiress whose father owns the Astros.
I don't know if I like that. If you know that you're about to fall into a bunch of money, doesn't that make you a little less hungry? That's my early hot take
okay.
on that. It's my early hot take.
Listen, man, my early hot take is Winovich is going to be a star. He's going to be a cult
no,
hero.
No, Winovich.
He's annoying.
That dude's going to be a star.
He's going to be great.
He was annoying
at
Michigan.
You thought that Gronk was annoying when they first got him.
But I wasn't familiar with him. I'm familiar with Winovich, and he's annoying. He annoys me. But he did play at Michigan, which is automatically a check in the wrong box. All right, here is the headlines.
98.5.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Miss something?
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and this Vinovich guy from the defensive end from Michigan. I've watched too much Michigan football. I don't care for the program. I don't like Jim Harbaugh at all. I like every year where he falls short of any goal that he wanted. Vinovich, if you don't like a team, is a guy that is highly annoying.
Are we saying it wrong? It's Vinovich?
Winovich.
Even though it's got a W?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that how you pronounce it?
Winovich.
Oh, okay. All right.
Winovich. And so, nonetheless, he is someone that... Maybe he's a guy, if he's on your team, you like him, but...
He's a spaz. Yeah. I mean, admit he's a spaz.
Yeah,
I mean,
like he's a spaz, like a try-hard spaz. But...
So you're saying he's more of a J.J. Watt than a Gronk?
I'm saying he's a, like...
As far as, like he gets in front of the camera and knows where it is, other than just someone who's just pure.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he's not as pure as Gronk, no.
Okay.
Well, that's not fair. You can't compare anyone to Gronk.
No, but Gronk, yeah, he's... I mean, and also, he doesn't have one iota of the talent of Gronkowski, so we'll see.
So there's a picture of him. I guess he dyed his hair red one time, and he looks like what would happen if the Wendy's mascot took a million steroids and went and played football.
Yeah, he dyed his hair red, much like a 12-year-old girl would do before she went to school.
Pretty funny, actually. Yeah. He has to, right now he's won me over just the little I know about him. He has to make me lose it. So this
I'm coming into it negatively. You have to understand.
No, I get it.
This is a fresh flower for you guys. I've actively rooted against this guy.
Yes, you have. So this is him.
He's going to a team you don't like anyway, so I understand.
So he was on the
Listen, they win or lose, what the hell do I care?
That's a good point. Okay.
He was on a
team I'm indifferent about.
Okay, fair enough.
So he was on Rich Eisen, and they asked him about the Madonna thing, because he dated Lourdes, Madonna's daughter.
Yeah.
Or went on a date, at least.
And which is not as cool as you would think.
What?
But
that's a great story.
It's a great story, but if you look at Madonna's daughter, who's now an adult...
I actually don't know what she looks like.
All right, well, hang on, I gotta look.
But saying that you dated Madonna's daughter...
I'm not denying that. Yeah. I'm just saying it's not the greatest thing in the world in terms of... Like, if Madonna's daughter came into a room, you would not be blown away, is what I'll say.
You know what she looks like? She looks like Jamie Lynn Sigler, a little bit, from The Sopranos.
Yeah, I'll go with that. All right.
So I'll stand by what I said. All right, here we go. Here is how Winovich found love with Madonna's daughter.
What is the strangest question you were asked at the Combine, Chase Winovich?
You know, people, I guess, had done some research, and I told myself, you know, I wasn't going to go dive into this, but it wasn't just one team asking. It was probably at least five. So,
and that is?
Just asking about my date with Madonna's daughter.
So Madonna's daughter, Lourdes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. She went to Michigan?
She did.
Okay. And you dated her?
So, yeah, it was I went on a date with her, yeah.
Okay.
So it was actually a funny story. My my parents and my family were messing with me. I think it was freshman year Christmas.
Yes.
And so they were just giving me a hard time saying, like, oh, you can never go on a date with her because, like, they had read an article saying something that she was there. And so I messaged her, or I found her email. Mm-hmm. And so I emailed her and told her I was trying to join the School of Music, Theater, and Dance. And so I... One thing led to another. We went on a date, so that was about that.
Were you not trying to join the music dance?
I was considering at the time. I wasn't very good.
Okay.
All right, so
all right.
That's kind of cool.
So he found her email address under the guise of false pretense.
Yes,
and he was only trying to date her to prove to his family he could.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds like a cad.
He is a rascallion. By that description, it isn't true that he's a ne'er-do-well.
You know what? You guys don't have daughters, so you just wouldn't understand.
Right.
You just wouldn't understand. This guy sounds to me like a POG piece of garbage. Sitting out there, yeah, you know, so they dared me. What about this poor girl? What if she turns around and falls in love with you, and it's just you just did it on a dare?
And then it's a movie situation, like She's All That, where they fall in love all right at the end.
Yeah, it didn't matter. Right.
Hey, that's the movies.
Didn't matter.
Hey, that's the movies, Jack. That ain't real life.
I really didn't have any idea what was going into that, but
okay. So it was you were a college kid trying to get a date. Is basically right. What you're saying,
right? So yeah, my grandfather always gave me some advice. He said, "Get the job, then figure out how to do it." So, so I figured I'd. I picture on the trying to join the School of Music, Theater, and Dance, then learn how to sing and dance.
Okay, but you were one and done. That's over.
So yeah, that's over with.
Is this how
she is in New York City now? I tried real hard to make a good impression. I even was watching some TV show and they had taught how to do magic.
Mm-hmm.
It was like basically like
Wallach was typing away.
Nah, that
oh my goodness!
I can tell you from personal experience that doesn't work.
You tried that once to pick up
yeah,
chicks.
The magic doesn't.
No,
doesn't,
the quarter behind your ear doesn't quite work as well.
No,
anymore.
No.
All right. Yeah, that's right. Dan's telling me Hardy paid his way through Michigan.
Oh,
State
that's a good point. That's
with
right.
Magic.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if he paid his way through, but
extra cash while I was at when I was going to Michigan State. That's right.
His parents in state should have been able to afford Michigan State for him. He's not from like the mean streets.
By the way, Chase Winovich able to get the Twitter handle at Wino.
Okay.
W-I-N-O. Wino.
I don't like that. What is he? Because some sort of drunken bum?
Taught how to do magic.
Mm-hmm.
It was like basically like exploding fingers.
Mm-hmm.
After the date was over, and at one point she was like, "I'm hungry." I was like, "What do you want?" She's like, "These appetizers look good." So I ordered every single appetizer that was on the menu. I was like, "We'll take one of everything."
So it didn't work.
And so it didn't work. And then afterwards, the magic part was you had to put this powder on each finger.
Okay.
And then you snap your fingers and it makes like an explosion.
Sure.
Very impressive. And so we're walking outside and I had did it. And like her eyes lit up. She's like, "Whoa, like what was that?" And so like I was like, "Okay, like I made an impression on her." And then she's like, "Do it again." And so I was like, "I can't, like it's not how that works."
One and done.
Well, if you're going to do magic, at least prepare.
Magic!
Yeah. Have some rings in your back pocket that you can take apart.
In 3 years, you'll be the best-selling Patriots jersey.
All right.
Only behind Tom Brady.
So he's a cad.
Fred's worst nightmare.
He basically took a dare and played with a young girl's heart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He lied in order to get a date. And he put up a big false pretense.
I call that being good in all three phases of the game.
Oh, really? Okay.
And that's why Belichick says this is
versatile.
My man.
Versatile.
Versatile. That's right. Can
play anywhere.
Yeah. Gets the job done.
That's right.
Yeah. Plays
do with, your job.
Plays with young girls' hearts. That's nice. Well, ladies, if you see this Winovich fella out, just know that he's not in it for the right reasons. You know?
Weekly guest?
Oh, yeah.
You got to save yourself.
Come on now.
For someone who loves you for you.
Yeah.
I want Jake Bailey from Stanford, punter, as a weekly guest.
Is that the guy they just got?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. The punter probably rules. I mean, my God, McAfee rules.
I don't think McAfee is usually what a punter's personality is like.
No, probably not.
All right. Well, there you go. Winovich is another Patriot I can hate.
Until you love him. Until he wins you over eventually, like Gronk did.
Nope. I didn't know who Gronk was coming out.
So you're saying right here and right now, there's nothing this kid can do. Nothing that will sway you to the other side of the fence.
I mean, if he runs into a burning building and, like, saves a cat.
Oh, I see. All right.
Then I'll like him. But okay. No, it's going to...
On the field, there's nothing he can do. Personality-wise, there's nothing he can do.
I mean, if on the field he, like, handed the ball back to Sammy D...
I see.
Then I'd let him... Then I'd like him. But, no. No, you got yourself a grade-A cad. We'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Mike Milbury calls the games for NBC Sports. And not a huge Pastrnak fan. If you listen to him, he's been riding Pastrnak incredibly.
Was it Pastrnak who made him swear the other night?
I don't know. But as predicted, nothing came about that swearing. Because as things evolve, and it's interesting, as things evolve on the radio and what in media and what's deemed inappropriate and what everyone wants you to get fired for. When I started 20 years ago, it was anything sex and bad language because it was like a religious right situation. But now that the times have changed and it's moved over to basically the far left is controlling speech, swearing seems to be not that big a deal. Talking about sex seems like not that big a deal. But then there's everything like having to do sex in a certain way, it's not a big deal, but you have to be very careful how you phrase it. And then it's like minorities and everything like that. That's off limits. So I think that now is a good time to just start swearing.
Well, I mean, you could if you'd like, but the one thing that is the most shocking is that what about 10 years ago, if an athlete at a post-game press conference came out and said said the S word or BS or whatever, that would be front page news. People would be freaking out about it. Now it happens all the time. Like, I mean, how many times have you heard even players in the Celtics or Kyrie Irving or any of these guys just saying we thought that call was BS or something was blah blah blah, and nobody even blinks an eye.
No, because now swearing, as the world turns and times change, now swearing is considered. Now I think all of it is way overblown. I think people they're all revved up and they want everyone fired, but now swearing is considered a lot more okay than it was before. But I'll tell you this, I'll give you an example, is that when I first worked at the alternative station in Atlanta where I met Rich, the afternoon host, I was basically a secretary, and the afternoon host, who was also a music director, didn't want to come on the air. He just started going, you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, 23 years old, and I'm doing afternoon radio at this massive station. And the CDs, 99% of the time, were CD singles. Unless a band was huge. And Blink 182 was one of those bands, but I didn't realize it was the album. And I put it in.
Track one. And you thought track one was the single. Well, yep. It's my age again.
But it was the one where they just swear. And it's just swears.
For like 2 minutes, right?
It just swear. It felt like an hour, but it was just swears. And we didn't have a... This is how life was back then. We didn't have a dump button.
Oh, well, I remember that. I remember what caused us getting a dump button. Remember? So our afternoon guy had Ozzy Osbourne. The Osbournes, the TV show had just came... Oh, my gosh. So the Osbournes TV show had just come out. We're like, we're going to have Ozzy Osbourne on. Ozzy was on the phone. Ozzy might have said the F word 47 times.
Well, no, because Sharon was on, too. She said, Ozzy... You C word.
Oh, yeah. And she's doing the C word. He's doing the F word. It was CF, 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 CCC, CF, F, F, CF, 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 CF,
Sharon, shut the F off, Sharon. Sharon, and
you blank. And she's like, you're blank and blank, you bloody blank. And you're like, oh. And I'm sitting there listening to this going, oh, my God.
I was in the room. I was in the room. And there was one. And so the door.
Like, what is the record?
The door is just one big window. And so I'm doing the interview with the afternoon guy. And, there was one guy from corporate that worked in the office, and he just walked over to the door and shook his head and walked away. And you know what happened? Nothing.
Except they got a dump button.
Except they got a dump button. Yeah. But no one complained. And no. And so when I played that Blink-182 song, I sat there and I waited for someone. I thought I was going to get fired. Not one line rang. Not one complaint. But people were up in arms. As soon as that Janet Jackson booby came out, woofy woof.
The world went nuts.
The religious right just started going, here we go. And now I don't ever hear anything from the religious right. I just hear everything from crazy-ass far-left people. And they want you fired for different stuff. Some of it I can't even figure out. That's just not to say anything.
Is it true? Okay, so you've seen the Mitch Marner Apple commercial, right?
Yes.
Does he say F yeah in it? I think he swears because someone just tweeted this too because I've seen that commercial. And there's a point where when I watch it, I'm like, you just swear? When it comes out of like a Canadian's mouth, it just seems so natural. Like when they're raising the cup, like, boy, you know, blank and right. It just sounds like a regular word. But in that commercial, I could have sworn I heard it. And a couple of people I think have thought the same thing.
What is it a commercial for?
It's for like shot on iPhone. And it's for, I think, Verizon.
Yeah, it's Austin Matthews like is hanging around with Mitch Marner.
It's Mitch Marner.
And it's on television?
Yeah. It's like,
yes. No, he doesn't
well, I mean,
swear.
It's one of those things where I almost think that it's just so Canadian that people think it's a word.
No, there's no swear on that. All right. No commercials here, just the headlines. Our friend Phil Esposito is back, not talking about hockey, just having a good time. Shooting the crap about the issues.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.